On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston and his family are under a preemptive COVID quarantine, and they've quickly picked up where they left off in the spring. Cam says it's not going well.
I need God to call out to me, just like he did to Abraham when Isaac was laying on the table. The Marston household is in a preemptive quarantine waiting for the results of a COVID test. And my family of six has quickly resumed the tension we felt back in the spring when we were living all up in each other's business. My wife is keeping to the bedroom. She may be the contagious one. While she doesn't want to be quarantined, she's taking advantage of it while she can. She has her books, her iPad, and a long list of TV shows and movies she's not yet watched. The kids are going back and forth, leaving bowls of popcorn at the bedroom door whenever she texts. On a good day, our busy family balances like a Jenga tower with half the lower pieces removed. With the threat of my wife being out of circulation, it's like COVID is jabbing with its bony finger at the top of the already wobbly tower. The kids and I are busying ourselves around the house and trying not to think of how the dominoes will begin falling if her test is positive. For example, every morning, over breakfast, my kids ask, "What's for dinner?" And to my surprise, my wife knows. She has an answer. I'm always amazed. How does she know? I'd love to learn, but questioning her magic might jinx it. So I quietly keep my wonder to myself. With her under lockdown, the kids would turn to me with the same question. Now, in our house, we have a term, fend, as in, fend for yourself. Occasionally, the kids ask what's for dinner, and on a busy night, if she'll be away, she replies with, "I don't know, fend for yourself." It's been abbreviated in our household to just fend. They know what it means. Lots of sandwiches and bowls of cereal have been eaten by the kids on fend nights. With me leading the show and my wife restricted to the bedroom, it will be fend every night, which would lead to lots of cereal, lots of sandwiches, Chick-fil-A on a special occasion, and more than occasionally, pizzas, frozen from the freezer or ordered to the door. Then there's the scheduling. "Dad, who's bringing me home from school?" Fend. "Who's bringing me to and from volleyball practice, football practice?" Fend. Fend. "Dad, it's our turn to bring snacks for the team after the game." Tell your team to fend. "Dad, I have a parent-teacher meeting tonight." Tell your teacher to fend. "Dad, can you help me get my laundry done?" Fend. Actually, I'm pretty good at laundry. I do laundry well. I like laundry. And maybe I'm being a bit hysterical. Maybe my imagination has run to a bad place. But I've seen my wife's job around this house, and I don't want it. I can feel the stress and tension rising just thinking about it. And I'm thinking about Abraham, and I'm listening for the voice of God. I'm not so sure how he stopped himself. I'm Cam Marston, just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.